Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Break. You love me, you hate me, you'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the...
Blog Talk Radio.
Break. You love me, you hate me, you'll never forget me.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. And you're listening to DDP Radio. DDP Radio.
What's up, and welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. Got my two co-hosts and cohorts in crime with me here today. Stacy, how you doing today?
Great. How are you, Dallas?
Awesome, man. Awesome. I'll tell you what I was eating a little bit since this show is really about food today and choices and whatever. But we'll take questions from whatever. Also want to welcome Doug, the Monster Motivator. Stefan, what's up, brother?
Not much. Doing wonderful.
Shoulder's getting better, you said?
Shoulder's better. Wrist is getting better. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's awesome because I know you really hate to do like half-ass workouts. And Robert, how the hell are you doing over there, Robert?
Doing good, man. My tongue's doing better than yours. I can tell that.
Yeah, you can tell that.
Yeah, I shot myself in the foot there, didn't I?
Yes, you did, man. Yes, you did. I'm just tweeting right now. I've actually been tweeting a lot more lately, and just right under the 12,000 mark, which is pretty cool, considering it's not Diamond Dallas Page. You've got to know the real DDP, D-A-R-E-A-L, DDP.com, to actually become a follower. Let me give you some DDP news this week. A lot of things happened in this last 2 weeks here, especially in this last week. I actually put a blog up there with some life-changing news, and I haven't even gotten to that stuff yet. But I got a lot of people responding to it, like, okay, you hooked me. What are you doing? This has nothing to do with life-changing news. That's going to come later, not probably in this show, maybe the next one. I just got asked by the WWE to be the host of the Best of Nitro show, which really excited about. You know, everybody knows that, you know, WWE brought me in there. They didn't really – my first day there was amazing. I mean, it was like humongous pop in Tampa Bay. It was an amazing time that first day. And then after that, it sort of got shot in the foot when my taker angle with Undertaker, but it was still, you know, it's all good when it's all done. But I never really got to be the Diamond Dallas Page that was in the WCW, and this whole Best of Nitro full feature, you know, the best between 95 and 2001. And in the beginning, it was good, and then in the middle, it got just unbelievable, and that's when I was at my peak. Between 97, 98, 99, and then it started to tail off, and you knew that the writing was on the wall. WWF was coming back strong to now the WWE to spank us and take the company. But there's a lot of great memories, and I know there's a lot of fans out there who watched it. I know, Robert, you watched a lot of it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a big fan.
who was like in, taking me out of the equation? Who's some of your favorite guys to watch in the ring?
Oh, well, you know, Sting was always way up there.
Right.
You know, you've got of course Goldberg with his huge push, and
but for you, who were you watching? Like you decide, I was going to wash my hands or go to the bathroom or something. And wait a minute, that guy's on. I'm going to sit down and watch this match. Who is that guy? Robert.
Ooh,
is it that hard a question?
I would say.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because there were so many good ones to just pick just one. I mean,
all right,
yeah,
pick two.
I'll just go with
pick
Sting
two.
Because I was a huge Sting mark back in the day.
And that's cool, man. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, he didn't even do anything in 97, which was the best thing in the world that happened to me. I mean, the very best, because he went up into the rafters to brood and become this Crow character, which was amazing. And Lex was getting the hell beat out of him, the Giant. Well, he was his own animal, and I was the emerging superstar, you know, and it all went on me, and I became like the white meat babyface, and I was the heel. So it was a really interesting time, and I'm really interested to see how they put these matches together, and I'm going to get to do all the wraparounds, you know, leading into the match, coming out of the matches. You know, the problem with this whole thing is that there are, I calculated it today, there are over 7,000 hours of just Nitro. Now, Doug, were you, I know Stacy never watched wrestling, but Doug, were you watching in the Nitro age? Were you watching over that period?
Man, I know me and you never really talked about this, but I go way back with like Dick the Bruiser and Handsome Jimmy and Bill Dundee and Jerry Lawler when he was back with Mid-South and stuff like that. So, yeah, to answer your question, yes.
Well, that doesn't mean that you went way back, because I know plenty of guys who watch that and then stop watching, or watch the first Hulk era, you know, with Jake Roberts and Boss Man and all that stuff, and then stopped watching. You know, so you did.
Yeah,
so
no, I've watched it. I've watched it. You know, pretty much every. You know, from
your whole
when
life
I was up until now. Yeah.
Okay. Dallas, well, you're also, yes. Stacey?
For the record, I go back to Chief J. Strongbow.
Oh, look at her. Look at her, like, rake me in the eyes there. That's good. I love Chief J. Strongbow.
Oh, me too.
You know, and he was such a great guy, too. I mean, I got to meet him when I was up in the WWE. He was such a class act. And he was actually Italian. You know, the Chief. He was a full-blooded Italian. And a great, great guy. Good to know that we all have a little wrestling background here, because a lot of the fans who tune in to this, they all have some. I know, Doug, you were in the military, so if you even weren't, like, Arthur wasn't a wrestling fan, but he knew who Diamond Dallas Page was because he was in the military, and you had to know. So the bottom line is, like I was saying before, the positive side is we're finally going to get our due. You know, WCW is going to be portrayed in a positive manner. And I was really worried about that coming in. So I talked to the producers, and they assured me that, well, Diamond, if you don't say it, then it doesn't get recorded. So I said, well, I'm not going to say nothing negative. When it gets to the end, of course, you say what happened. But, you know, the bottom line is I'm WCW through and through, and, you know, I'm not going to bitch slap the girl who brought me to the dance, so to speak. And I know a lot of the fans really want to hear a positive slant on WCW. So that's the positive side. The negative side is there's over 7,000 hours. We're going to do 9. We're going to take those 7,000 hours and make them 9. So there's going to piss off a lot of people. Why wasn't this in? Why wasn't that in? My whole feeling, and this is how I'm going to promote the hell out of this thing, is if you were a WCW fan or an NWO, and anytime I say WCW, I mean NWO, so I'm just going to put that slash mark there. If you were a WCW/NWO fan and you like what you saw, but you want to see more as opposed to being pissed that there wasn't what you wanted in there, buy the DVDs, tell people to buy the DVDs, because if we get over 100,000 hit, you know, sell 100,000 DVDs, there's a really good chance that the WWE will do Volume 2. And if that sells over 100,000, I'm sure they're going to do volume 3. Who knows how many volumes we could get out of that? I mean, there's so many ways to go. It's just crazy. There's so many different ways to go with that. So that's my big news. It was out on the – I tweeted it that I was thinking about it. And then I got second thoughts. You know, I got second thoughts because, you know what, I'm not going to go there and let them embarrass the legacy that I had there, you know. And after talking – I mean, Michael P.S. Hayes. Do you remember him, guys? Remember Michael P.S.A.?
Oh, yeah.
Stacey, do you remember Michael P.S.A.?
Well.
That doesn't ring a bell.
Michael Purely Sexy Hayes, you would have worshipped him in his day. In his day, he was truly, I often say to people, if Michael P.S. Hayes was 27 years old right now, you wouldn't know who any other wrestlers were because you would be all focused on him because he had so much charisma, had awesome rap. You know, he was built for rock and roll and wrestling. He was a good buddy of mine as we came up. And I got a great story about him. I was managing him when I came into WCW. And when they took me away from managing him and Scott Hall, they said I could still be fourth string color commentator, but I decided, you know what, I'm 35 years old, I'm going to go for it. I got 7 months left of my deal, I'm going to go to be a wrestler. So I'm telling the Freebirds, it's my last time I'm going to manage him, before we walk through the curtain. And when I said I'm going to the power plant to train to be a wrestler, Michael P.S. Hayes fell down laughing. I mean, they were both laughing, but he literally, I mean, it crippled him. It wasn't like he was trying to be a smartass. It crippled him. He was like, Bob, are you out of your mind? It's impossible. Nobody starts when they're 35. Are you kidding me? Long story short, let's zip forward 5 years. It's 1996, and I get a phone call, and I just had a match with Sting, your guy, Robert. And I just had a match with him. By the way, we are going to get to all the food and everything that we're going to talk about. I'm going to give you a little backstory here. This is DDP Radio. I just got done having a match with Sting the night before, and it was my first match where we actually went like 10 or 12 minutes, and it was a hell of a match. And I was home. And P.S., you know, got to the message. I didn't get there in time to answer the phone. And he was leaving a message, and I pick up the phone, and I go, hey, Mike, what's up? He goes, oh, damn. Son of a bitch. I mean, he started cussing. You know when you want someone not to answer the phone because you want to leave a message and you picked up the phone? And I was like, do you want me to hang the phone back up so you can call back and leave a message? He goes, no, forget it now. You picked up the damn phone. He goes, listen, I got to tell you, everybody's talking about you up here. He was in WWF at the time, now WWE, and was writing at the time. And he said, you really blew some people away with your Sting match. And he goes, I got to tell you that never have I been so happy to eat crow in all my life than I have to see you live this dream, bro. He goes, I'm really proud of you. And it was like a huge moment for me, you know. And it was very, very cool. So Michael P.S. Hayes actually called me and said, that's where I was getting, I almost lost where I was at with the ADD boy, and called me and said, listen, D, I hear you think about doing the Best of Nitro. And I said, yeah, I'm thinking about it. And the more I thought about it, the more I didn't want to do it. And he said, listen, I'm not going to, you know, bet, you know, swear on my dog, you know, bet my dog or swear on the Bible that they ain't going to fuck you. But I'm telling you, they're not. They want this to do really well. They want this to be great. And I'm like, well, P.S., if you say that, that puts me one step closer. And then I went over and had dinner with Austin last night. For those of you who don't know, Stone Cold Steve Austin. We used to live together here in L.A. and, you know, lived a mile and a half from each other. We're still best friends. And we always ask each other opinions. Steve might have a show coming up, or he might have a movie coming up, and we talk about it. And I'll read lines with him all the time and vice versa. And I went over there to talk to him. We had, you know, got a couple cocktails, had some great steak. As well, lady made up some amazing vegetables, and we just watched stuff and looked at stuff. And he's like, dude, I think this is going to be great for you, man. This is going to be a great way to get back with WWE, and you know, and showcase you how you belong. And it's just great. So there's this one match that I actually film him and me, and I'll bring this up later when the DVDs come out, because the very first match I do leads into the angle where I drop the NWO, Nash and Hall. and that's the only match I know that they're going to put in there. And that's the stuff they're telling me they're working on. And I had a problem with the guy who took the diamond cutter, the way he took it. And he's a great worker, too. His name's Mark Starr. He was amazing that he was actually, you know, led the move for me when I didn't need that. It was really crazy. And I had to have Steve watch it. Like, would you want this on the best of your, you know, your best of one of your reels? And we watched it, and I filmed it like I did reality DDP TV, and it is funny as hell. And I'm going to be putting that video footage up once. I'm going to have like a bunch of back, because I know me and Steve will watch a bunch of stuff before it actually comes out. And so and when we get to see the DVDs and what happened, so we can give the backstory to it. So we'll do some fun stuff. So I'm going to do some reality DDP TV with Stone Cold Steve Austin, which will be a lot of fun. Okay, so that's enough about Nitro. The Best of Nitro, it's coming up, I heard, that sometime in May. I'm filming it in February. I want to let any of our listeners out there in the UK, I'm like, so close to inking a deal that's going to bring me to the UK. I'm not exactly sure where it is. I think it's a couple different locations. That's going to be sometime towards the end of May. And I am in the process of negotiating a deal that's going to take me to Australia. And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure if it's Sydney or Melbourne or wherever, but I know it's somewhere, and that's a bigger country than our country. So that's saying, you know, it's a big map to be thrown out there. But I am in negotiations with the people over in Australia to bring me out there, and it'll be more of a, you know, just so that what I do, you know, autographs, you know, pictures, maybe Q&A, you know, that type of stuff. maybe somebody gets hit with a diamond cutter. You never know. That's how I feel that night. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about food here. And I got to tell you, I know everybody does this a little bit different, and I encourage everyone to make it their own. I just made the most amazing salad. Every night I make one, I try to make it completely different. And just to give you, I'm looking at it here, because if I was chomping away, Doug would be going, dude, you're killing us with the food. Because normally, like right before the break, chomp, 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 and Doug starts busting my chops. But in this salad, I took some romaine, cut it up real tiny, like a chopped salad, but real thin. And then some spinach, chopped that up. Then I put some corn, some just the tops of broccoli. I put some live sprouts, alfalfa sprouts and the mung sprouts. I put a whole avocado because I can do that. Some of you may have like a piece of an avocado. I took some chicken sausage that was homemade, that's amazing and really, you know, good for you. And I cooked it up, sausage, with mushrooms and onions. Then I took the lemon and squeezed it over the salad. Then I put the a little bit of dressing that I put on there. It's a really good dressing. I can't remember the name of it. And then I put some fresh olive oil, you know, of course, cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil. Then I poured the sausage, the mushrooms and onions on top of that. And I'm telling you, oh, my God. Mm. And it's an amazing salad. I can't even eat it all, and I can eat a lot. And if you're going to eat a lot of something, make it vegetables. Now, this would be a perfect example of a food combining meal. And that would be like phase three. I mean, it's got no wheat, no dairy, no, it doesn't mix a protein with a carb. So I'm going to give the basics here for, you know, if anybody's, you know, already a YRG, a member of Team YRG, or has the YRG fitness system. If you have the YRG fitness system, you've got a program guide. And the reason why I took the time to write this guide was because the stuff that was in here really works. Now, there's three phases. Now, Stacy brought this to my attention because she is a warrior on the on Team YRG, and she's the one who gives me a lot of the content because I'm doing so many different things, and she sort of reels me in, and she said that, you know, there's a lot of people new to the program and want to try to understand, you know, what phase one is, what phase two is, and what phase three is, and then how you can actually how you. I noticed that we got three callers. We're going to get you on here right away. I'm just going to give one more little detail, and then we're going to start bringing on questions for the callers, and this way we can get into a discussion about this. Phase one, okay, is just simple calorie counting. Weight Watchers, I believe. Oh, that's my buddy trying to call me. I'm not going to answer that phone. Weight Watchers, I think, does it the best when they give you the points and stuff as far as the calories that you're eating. But I think a lot of the food choices they give you are lame. But calorie counting, you know, because just getting a cheesesteak out of some guy's hands can be brutal. You know, so go to X amount of calories. That's really phase one. And I show you where to go and what to do on that. Phase two is no wheat or dairy. You know, and taking wheat or just no wheat or no dairy, one of the two. You know, I should have made it like phase four, five, three, four, and five, because really phase two would have been just take out the dairy out of your diet. You know, when I say diet, I mean what you're eating, not a diet, because the first three letters of the word diet are die. They don't work. These are lifestyle changes that we're trying to make here, peeps. So the bottom line is you try to get rid of the dairy. You get rid of the dairy, then you try to get rid of the wheat. If you want, some people can eat wheat, but they're not 70 pounds overweight. The people that can eat wheat are like 20, 25 pounds overweight, 30 pounds. If you're over 50 pounds or 100 pounds overweight, get it out of your system for a while. See what happens. Want to put it back in? Go for it. See how you feel, and then see what happens to your body. And phase three is a choice of, you don't have to be no wheat or dairy, but it's focused on food combining, where you don't mix a protein with a carb. Now, why is that so important? That is. Your body, you know, as you chew the food and it goes into your stomach, it's a beaker. Now, all that food gets mixed up, then it works its way through your 17 feet of intestines. By the way, this is a wrestler talking here without any medical experience. I'm not a nurse. I never went to school for this. I was reading at a third grade level at the age of 30. But I have all my information from some of the most knowledgeable people in the world that have shared these secrets with me that I've shared with people and have had amazing results. So the food combining thing is, it's really like anybody can do it anywhere. I don't care if you're on the road, wherever you're at. You just don't mix a protein with a carb. In other words, you wouldn't have a pasta meat sauce. You might have a meat sauce with vegetables, grilled vegetables, steamed, salads, whatever. I'll take some meat sauce sometime, buffalo meat sauce, and mix it in with my salad. It's amazing. As long as the greens are fresh, it's amazing. Or I might have it like brown rice and beans and some kind of greens, some kind of salad. I say greens, I mean any kind of vegetable. And that helps your digestive system move easier. Now, let's bring on some callers here, because I know there's so many different ways to do this. I want to get into how Stacy does it and everything, how she did it and what Doug did it. But let's bring on our first caller, Robert, because I don't want to keep people hanging this time. Robert? Hello, Robert.
Here I am. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. My internet out.
Okay. Who's our first caller?
That would be Dawn.
Okay, pop her in. Pop all the people in so they get it right there. Now I can just talk to them as we go. Dawn, send me all the names. So they're already in, Robert. You don't have to worry about it. Someone else calls, you can just have them. Okay, so pop all the – we've got three people there. Pop them in. Just send me the three names. So, Dawn, are you here with us?
Actually, it's Don, and yeah.
I'll tell you what, Don, you sound pretty sexy with that deep voice there.
Oh, say, thank you, big boy.
Hey, he's having a problem with his internet hookup right now, Robert, because he's normally aces with the names, man. So, Donnie, where are you from, bro?
Michigan. Actually, I was the one that said watch out for Beantown.
Ah! I didn't remember that. Go ahead.
I was Beantown, dude.
It was amazing. I tell you, I hooked up with some guys. I didn't even talk about this earlier, but I just did a movie short with these guys. It's called Hard Luck, and they actually have DMC from Run DMC, who's been a major producer over the years since his rap days, but is dabbling in acting and done a couple of things, and this short this role was written for him, and it's the story of a guy who's got hit hard on hard times, like today. So many people are in hard times, and he makes a couple of mistakes. He gets involved with some criminals, and I'm the hitman who comes to visit him. And the shoot went amazing. I can't wait to see the footage. We're probably getting Sundance and Tribeca and try to put it out there and see where it goes. But I made some great relationships, and there were some really good people up there, and a guy named David Pearsall who said he wants to help me relaunch DDP's Zero Impact Fitness. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That sounds cool.
So what do you got for us today, Donnie?
Well, actually, first of all, I want to say I'm a big fan, but I also don't like you. And the reason why I say I don't like you is because my wife would sit there and Google over you on TV whenever you're on. And I couldn't get no attention.
Well, thank her for that.
I sent Rob a couple letters and give you a rundown. I'm 6'4", okay? I weigh 564 and a half.
Okay.
And that's down a little bit. Now, I agree with you as far as the food thing goes. Here's the deal. I have to stick with phase one and two because I have an intolerance. The doctors won't call it an allergy. I have an intolerance to gluten, wheat, all that kind of stuff. So as far as the meal mixing salads, dude, I rock. That I love doing that. I do that all the time. Brown rice, romaine, and baby spinach, really good. But my question is, with the YRG program, I signed up for it. I'm waiting for Rob to, you know, do all those stuff that he's got to do. What exactly is the community all about? I mean, I like the idea of what I understand of it so far.
Well,
but
I
the community
think,
part of it.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Doug step in because he's like, yeah, and Stacy, they're both all over that site. Doug, what's the community all about, Team YRG?
Well, the community is nothing. It's all about support, inspiration, motivation. You're always going to get people that are going to be there to help you out. And it becomes more like a family. You know, I have a lot of people that I talk to on a daily basis, you know, phone calls. And it's not just about YRG or whatever. You get to personally get to know them. I've had even people come down and stay at my house. Like Wilkinson's, Chris Resney, well, and then even Dallas came and stayed here, you know. So it just becomes more of a family, and you kind of – everybody understands what you're going through because somebody has actually been there.
I'll tell you what. Let me send an injector right there for one second. I'll give it back to you, Doug. You know, we have a guy here. I'm not sure if he's listening tonight or not, but his name is Rich, and Rich is 6'1", and he started at 6'06". So we even have someone that is in more extreme than you are on the weight side. How old are you, Don?
38.
Okay. Well, it's way harder at 38 than it is for him at 29. And it's way harder, easier at 19 or 20, as you know, because as you get older, it just gets harder. And all that weight carrying on you is just beating your body up so much even more. But the community and anyone that I help, like I helped Doug, like I helped Stacy, like I helped Arthur, like I helped Kevin, Michael, all the people who I help, the only thing I ask them to do is to help others. And that's really what it's all about. You know, Dougie, you can finish. I don't want to interrupt you there, but I didn't want to miss that.
No, that's okay. I didn't have too much else to say. You know, all I can say is go sign up to www.teamyrg.com and you'll see. Just like Dallas always says, you'll see how many people welcome you and how many people are there and read the blogs and You'll kind of get a feel, and it kind of becomes one big family. You know, no one's going to criticize you. No one's going to say anything negative. We're all here to help each other.
And nobody gets paid anything for doing this. It's because, you know, it's giving back. Like, Stacy, what would you say about Team YRG?
Well, I mean, it's just a really open, accepting place and forum where you can go and share anything or ask anything. People... You know, I was on there just a couple minutes ago, and some people are having a really difficult time, and they feel pretty free about, you know, telling the community that their life sucks, you know, but they're reaching out for help, and that's a big part of the support factor.
I think that pretty much says it all, bro. You know, so it's the only way for people to really experience it, you know, is to get on and do it, you know. And cool. And then it becomes part of a lifestyle. It sounds like you're eating pretty decent, you know, as far as your eating concerned, man. You know, so you know, how much weight? What weight did you start at?
I actually started at 635.
All right, so you're down. You're down like 70 pounds.
Yeah, as of January 15th of this year, it's been a year, and I've lost back and forth. I've yo-yoed back and forth about 75 to 80 pounds, and that's just changing what I eat. That hasn't changed my lifestyle like I know I need to do, and it's just eating less of what I've been eating and being more observant of what I shouldn't eat, because I tend to eat what I'm not supposed to, and as a result, I don't know if you know what lymphedema is, but I actually have a condition called stasis dermatitis, which is, is water retention on my legs and some really massive, painful sores have developed because of them.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm dealing with that on a constant basis, but the way I look at it is I'm doing what I need to do to get better so that I can continue to do what I've been doing. And the funny thing is it's not funny, but my doctors are trying to push me toward the gastric bypass surgery. And like Rob, and I have discussed an email back and forth, and like the person that I believe you to be, I am not somebody that lays down and says, okay, I give up, just do what you got to do. It's just finding that spark to motivate myself to carry on and do what I know I can do.
Well, Don, I wanted to say, this is Stacy, I pretty much started the way you did. I mean, I didn't follow any phases. I didn't follow any particular food plan. But I took direction from Dallas in terms of things to eliminate, like gluten and dairy. But I ultimately just stopped. What I started with was I just stopped with my binge foods, you know, and the stuff that was really sending me over the edge. And just from doing that, there were some major changes, you know, in the first month. And that really encouraged me to keep going. And I never really had much of a game plan. I let my eating and the food changes evolve as my body got smaller and as my psyche kind of started to calm down and I didn't need to binge eat like I used to. And things just kind of took their own course. So you don't have to have, you know, the entire thing mapped out. And by the way, I did it when I was in my mid-40s. I've dropped like 179 pounds now is the total. And
here, baby.
Yeah, women are told all the time as they're approaching menopause, you know, you might as well pack it in because you're just going to keep gaining weight. And that is just not true. If you start to figure out what works for you and what will help your body get back into balance, you can do it at any age. It doesn't matter.
Just one thing, Stace. I'm sorry, I don't believe what you're saying. And the reason why I'm going to say that is because on the picture on the website, you don't look like a day over 25, girl.
Yeah. Well, it's good lighting. I don't know. What can I say? But, I mean, seriously, it's just one foot in front of the other. And what really helped me was I put some boundaries in place, but I also had I needed a little freedom now and then. I couldn't be too strict because for me, that's a setup, you know. And I don't know if that works for you. Some people need a lot of control, but I didn't. I knew that would backfire.
Let me interject here, Stace. But say, the important part, Stace, you do YRG 5 days a week.
Yeah, I'm very active. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was very, very – and she went from that – there's original DVDs I had. She had the original one, which is the 50-plus, 50 years or 50 pounds. You can still find it on eBay out there. The bottom line is that she got so comfortable with that, and then she bought the new program, and it was like – prying it away from her to feel, you know, to go for something new. And what was, who's breathing? Is it, we had Sasquatch come in here? she actually finally made that move. And when she made that move, the same woman 6 months later, or maybe it was eight, I don't know how many months later it was, is telling me she's going to spend the week with her sister and she's going to conquer Double Black Diamond, which is a 70-minute kick-ass workout. And I don't care.
105.
I don't know.
I thought it was
105.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It was 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, here I thought
105. It just felt like 105.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that. She got to the end and she nailed that workout every day. So that's a huge part of it. And it sounds like you're already making the steps. And like some of the people, like it's so funny you say that about your gluten intolerant. Really, that is the fact for so many people who are heavy. I mean, they really have that intolerance, and when they take it away, things start to happen better. Now, the cheese, remember you with the cheese, Stacy.
Oh, God. I did not want to give it up, but I was afraid of you.
But we also replaced it with sheep and goat cheese. So that's right. What it's really about. It's about finding stuff to replace it. But getting in the workout and getting like, I want to bring Matt on right now. And Matt is someone that I met about a month and a half ago. And Matty, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Dallas? How you doing, man?
Good, man. And you might want to do this, Don. Go on YouTube and just subscribe to Never Been Fatter. And that's P-H-A-T-T-E-R. Matt's been documenting his journey. And it's the first time I've really done this. I wish, God, I would have done it with Stacy. I wish I would have done it with Doug. I wish I would have done it with everybody else. Arthur, of course, did it with his son. But to have it there and document stuff, that's really, you know, it's really, really cool. So, Matt, what do you got going today?
Well, you know, just listening a little bit to Don's call, it really strikes a chord with me because of the fact that I think it is that progressiveness of making the change. And as I find myself, it's been going to be 2 months soon, and I'm feeling so much better just by changing those eating style habits and getting the exercise. And that combination alone for someone who is massively overweight, you know, starting off at 439.
Yeah.
439. You know, that.
And how tall, Maddie? How tall?
We're at 5'9". So it's a lot of weight to carry on my frame.
Yep.
And as I'm finding out, you know, when I need to take time for my body to rest, if the knees are hurting or something, what I'm not doing is going into the old eating habits. So,
somebody, stop breathing so heavy. Stop breathing so heavy. You're getting laid? It's a deal. Okay. Who's breathing? So everybody stop talking for a second. Who's breathing like that? Okay.
Where my wife is asleep, dude.
So go ahead, Maddie. I'm going to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
That's okay, man. It's just I'm conscious of the lifestyle change totally. And I was one of those people who never, ever, ever thought I'd be shopping at Whole Foods my entire life. You know what I'm saying? I was perfectly content with going to the grocery store and buying the frozen crap and heating it up if I wasn't going to the fast food places. And it's like the door just kicks open and you start, I look at everything that I'm going to purchase if it has ingredients on it, you know? And it's such a refreshing thing to realize that you don't have to be entrapped by, you know, the things around you, by what society has food-wise for you in terms of, you know, oh, it's just convenient, I'm tired, I'll grab something. Used to do that all the time for every meal. And it's like now it's like it doesn't take much time and it doesn't take much money either compared to what I was spending to what I'm saving now by actually going and buying the stuff and making the stuff. It's fabulous, man. I can't express it more how it just is so impactful and feels so good.
This show here is like the first time we've ever really had what I wanted this show to be. Do a little open, talk about some of the shit I've been up to, blah, blah, blah. Now let's get into what you guys are all about and where you have the hurdles. And, you know, what I'll say now, what Stacey's saying to Don and what Doug's saying to Don, how Matt's chiming in, you know, more people who are listening. We have people all over the world who are listening to this thing. And they're hearing it, and it could touch people all around. And instead of having me to talk to them, they just heard your problem. Well, now he's just like me. So what I would suggest you, Don, first of all, I want to ask you, what do you want? What's your goal?
Okay, first of all, before I answer that, that's actually why I called today, was because the last Thursday when I listened, when Mark Merrill was on, and I heard a little bit of Maddie's story, I went right in and checked on my iPod, and I sat here and watched the YouTube video, and I was like, dude, this guy is like my twin. What the hell? You know, and I mean, it was kind of cool because I could relate to a lot of the things that he was talking about. And then hearing you and Mark talk about, you know, just basically being cheerleaders, I got excited and I was like, wow, that's cool. And I took away from a 20-minute phone call, which I didn't even get a chance to talk to you. I took away from it this positive attitude. And the next day, I blew my wife out of the water because I was so energetic and I wanted to do things. And everything was going great. And then all of a sudden something happened and I was like, oh, why can't I call DDP right now? But anyway.
Let me before you get there, I wanted to address that issue you just said there. And then something happened. You know, I call that emotional gravity, and we all have it. We all pull. No one can do more damage to you than you. Man, I can't do that. Oh, God, why me? This sucks, man. I fucking hate this shit. I mean, no one can pull you down more than you. And the quickest way to get over that is, first of all, think about the last bum you saw on the street corner. I'm talking about the real bum, not the con man. I'm talking about the guy who's never getting off that street, or that last little girl you saw who's got a bald head because she's in chemo. She's 7 years old. She's happy as hell, but she's dying. You know, and going through that drama on being your child or being that person. You know, it's called about, Mark hit it last week, and I use it all the time. It's living life with an attitude of gratitude. And we all tend to forget it. I forget it. Everybody forgets it. But you got to come back around to that. Now, the next part of this equation is working out. I don't give a shit what kind of workout it is. Lifting weights, running, hiking, YRG, yoga. I don't care what it is. It relieves his stress. And, you know, for me, I got to do my workout. And I like to do it right when I wake up, like in the first half. I have friends of mine come over and work out with me. And I'm constantly, that's Matt come over. And I don't know if you saw his last video, Don, but he shows the thing. And I think, Maddie, we need to edit things a little bit tighter and put like day one, you know, now. Because
yeah.
You know, it was like day 30, so you could see. But Matt couldn't do broken table. And broken table is, if you're on your hands and knees, just lifting your left hand up straight out in front of you and taking your right leg back. Well, I don't care if you need to gain 10 pounds. A lot of people will teeter and totter because their core's not on. Now, never mind add on 50 pounds or 100 or 200 or, God, you know, 300 or 400 extra pounds, you know, and then he couldn't lift the arm and the opposite leg. So he did one at a time and we worked it around. But the next time when he came, he did it, he could not only do that, but after I saw he could do that, I worked it back around and had him do some crunches, which, you know, it's funny. I got to give it to Matt. I said, Matt, how many do you think you did? He goes, we did at least 10. And I said, you did 3, but I was wrong. He did 5.
Five,
so I guess
right.
If it was 5, would feel like 10.
Yeah.
So back to your goals, Donnie. Back to your goals. So you heard this. You got inspired. What do you want?
My goal is, I've got a lot of talent. I've got a lot of different things to offer this world. And at 38 years old, I'm looking at my own mortality more and more, and it's becoming just very depressing. And for the last 10, almost 12 years, I've basically been a shut-in in my own house. I want out, and I want to help people. I want to give them not only the talents that I have, but the knowledge that I've accumulated over the course of my 38 years. And if by that I can give to somebody, which I know a lot of people in my family who are overweight or have some sort of problems that they need to change their lifestyle, I want to help them do that. And that's what I want to do, is be able
to offer
that to them.
I love that. I love it. You came to the right place, dude, because that's what everybody's all about here. And but I want to know, what do you want for you? Not like what is your goal for you? Obviously, you're 565, did you say?
Yeah, 64.
Okay, you're 564 pounds. Now, do you go to the doctor and get weighed in? How do you do that?
Yeah, well, reluctantly, I've given in to a point with my doctor, because in the state of Michigan, you have to have a psychological evaluation, and you have to go through so many months of psychotherapy before you can have the gastric bypass surgery.
Right.
And I think I've sabotaged myself, because my doctor keeps telling me if I can get down to 400, then they'll do the surgery. Well, if I get close to that, I know I'm getting close to it, I'll stop my diet and change it and go back to what I was doing so that I'm not close to that. And I don't know if I do that consciously or subconsciously, but the bottom line is, I don't want to have the surgery, but going to talk to somebody has been helpful.
Well, dude, you don't have to have the surgery. You don't have to have the surgery.
I don't want it.
you might have to have a surgery to cut stuff off later, but that's a positive, you know. But in the meantime, it's like it's about getting, like, what weight did you feel comfortable at? What age in your life? What did you feel comfortable at?
Honestly, Dallas, I've never felt comfortable. I've been overweight most of my life. At one time, I was 225 and I played football, but even then, I was the fat kid.
Okay? I get it.
That was in high school. So my ultimate goal weight for me would be between 165 and 175, possibly 180.
Wait a second. Back up. You told me you're 6'4"?
Yep.
No, you don't want to be that skinny, man. Maybe 210, 220. maybe 200. But you know, I would have that ultimate vision goal of maybe 220, because your whole body will change if you're doing this workout. Your body will look completely different than it did when you were a kid not doing this stuff. Because this is about long, lean muscle mass. This is about creating core strength, flexibility. I mean, you've seen the pictures, you know, that they have people take, right?
Right.
There's six pictures. And that's what made me call a guy named Michael Gallianos, who was 377 pounds, but he was 5'4". And he took those pictures, and it made me send him an email and say, send me your phone number. I want to talk to you. You know, when I saw Rich, who was 606 pounds, took those pictures, it made me want to call him, because he showed the work. And that's the whole thing with me. I will help anybody and everybody in the site. And people, I don't really think they believe it, you know, because they go, why would I help them? Because that's what I do. You know,
well, actually, that was my first question, is why would you do this? And then as I thought about it, I answered my own question, because you're DDP. Yeah, you were a wrestler. Yeah, you were famous because of that, but that's not the person you are. The person you are is the guy that comes down through the audience, you know, giving high fives and stuff like that, and that told me you connect with people. And because you connect with people, that's who you want to work with.
It's about changing life. I'm actually – here's the – I put a post up that, you know, I have a life-changing experience meeting this week, and it's tomorrow. Is tomorrow Friday? Yeah, tomorrow. It's tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and I don't know if anybody's watched The Deadliest Warrior. It's a show that's on Spike.
I love that show.
Well, the guys who produced that show, it's called 44 Blue. The president, his name is of that corporation. His name is Rasha, and I've had three meetings with him, and this is our first meeting with his group of people about doing my show called DDP Changing Lives. And that's the name of the show. And we want to build it out so that it can be Francois in France, you know, changing lives. And in Germany, it could be Victor's, you know, changing lives. And you know, I look forward to meeting the German version of me and the French version of me, Spanish version, you know, because it's all about, this show's about doing exactly what we're doing right now. And, you know, I get off on it. You know, it's like to be popping a diamond cutter out of nowhere, and the crowd goes bah. You know, I was I was at Steve's house last night, and when I showed him Stacy, and they never even saw like befores and afters of Angela, how she's gone through this change that she's done, and just showed her Ange and Kevin and Doug and you know, they already seen Arthur, but you know, they showed pop these different people up there. Steve was like, "Damn, dude. You really are changing people's lives, you know, and I'm just a conduit. I'm not the doer. I'm just a conduit." And that's why when I embraced what Doug was going through, Doug and I have an awesome story about meeting in Qatar when I was on my way to Afghanistan. And that's where I met him, you know, and did a workout with 80, you know, there was Marines, you know, Air Force, Army, you know, men, women, everybody, this place was packed. This gym was packed. And he came up to me and said, "Do you think I could do this?" I said, "As long as you checked your ego at the door, because I'm about to bust these guys' asses. Now I'm going to show them the less challenging way to do it. And if you take what I'm saying to you, you'll be fine." And, you know, how'd you feel at the end of that first workout, Dougie?
Oh, it killed me.
Yeah, but you did.
You know, I told you when you got me, when you said, "Have you ever worked out?" I said, "Yeah." You said, "Well, I guarantee this will be one of the hardest workouts you've ever been through." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, whatever." Yeah, I ate crow on that one.
Yeah, but when I'm working out with those guys over there, these guys, that's all they can do is work out. You know, so, I mean, these guys are like warriors over there. So I bring my A-plus game to them. And I was in outside of Bagram, I can't remember what city, in some little town in Afghanistan we're outside of. It's a dojo there, and all black, rubberized floors in this dojo, and it's freezing. I mean, it's really freezing. And we got about 60 guys in there, and I'm doing the workout with everybody, and I just crushed them, man. And it got to the end, and one of the kids said to me, "I can't believe a non-military man just kicked our asses." And I said, "How old are you, bro?" He goes, 22. I said, "Then let's re-qualify this. At the time, I was 52. I said, "You just had a 52-year-old non-military man bust your asses." You know, so, you know, this can be the most hardest, most challenging workout ever. I work with some of the greatest athletes in the world at times in amazing shape. And then I work with Matt. And Matt gave me a different enlightenment working with Matt. Because of his age and size and what he could actually do, I just feel to move to see. And I actually, when I rebrand, you know, YRG, which is, it's going to be called DDP's Zero Impact Fitness. And then underneath that, it's going to say, "You're ready, go." And the YRG will be in the highlighted letters. But that's what YRG stands for. You're ready to lose 100 pounds, get in the best shape of your life, right? Go. You ready to hold back the hands of time? Go. You ready to be unstoppable? Go. That's what it's all about. So for you, Don, you know, this should be another Say what?
Well, go get it.
Okay. Who's talking? Okay. I got Officer X on the line. We got Officer X there? Is he not on the line yet? How about Ryan? Is Ryan still out there?
Can you hear me?
Ryan. Yes. Yeah. Hello, Ryan. I can hear you, man. Can you talk? Is this Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan. How are you, DDP?
Good, man. Is this Ryan Mills?
Ryan Dame.
Oh, Ryan Dame. Where are you from, man?
Manitoba, in Canada.
Ah, in Canada. Cool. Canadian. Like it. How'd you get turned on to the show?
I'm a big wrestling fan. I respect you for from the first match I've seen you in WCW.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Someone's breathing. Someone's getting late again. Let's back off the breathing here. Okay, so Ryan, so you got a question, bro?
Yes, sir.
Go for it.
First, I want to say congratulations with the whole WCW thing with the WWE.
That's great. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I've been trying. I'm like 5'6". When I first weighed myself, I was 300 pounds. And I've been gradually losing weight. Last time I checked, I was 294.4. Then just today when I checked, I was 286.3.
Oh, great, man. Good. You're doing whatever you're doing. You're doing, heading in the right direction.
All I've been, I don't know if I'm doing it right, but all I've been doing is when I'm at work, all I would eat is garden salad.
You can't go wrong with vegetables, man. Okay, that's for sure. Now, some people get sick of them after a while, but to me, I make them so different all the time. Like, if you go to, did you join Team YRG?
No.
I'll tell you what, join Team YRG. It costs nothing. And just look at some of the videos. Like, I have what I call the 15-minute salad that I make for everybody right there in front of them, like one of my classic salads that I make. And after I get done with that salad, I really can't eat anything else. But I have to force myself to eat protein because I need to keep my size. You know, because I'm already 230. Everybody, someone sees me, goes, God, D, you look so lean. You know, and back in the day, that would give me a brain hemorrhage. You know, I'm getting skinny. Am I getting skinny? You know, because you got to be big. You're a big wrestler. You got to be 260 pounds, you know. But as far as go to Team YRG, start a forum there as far as what you're eating and stuff. And if you write down what you're eating every day and what time you're doing it, I'll come by and I'll take a look at it for you, you know. And, part of what you're eating, you know, it could be calories in, calories out. You know, like we said, it's no wheat, no dairy. We food combined. There's a lot of different things that we do. So, obviously, whatever you're doing in the right, you know, you're heading in the right direction. But don't starve yourself. Get those two or three meals in, no matter what, because if you starve yourself, then your body shuts down and says, "He's starving us. He's starving us. Save the fat." That's what it does. So, I hope that helps you. Now I got Officer X. Is Officer X on here? Is he not on here?
No, I'm here.
Hey, Officer X, where are you huddled into? Officer X is he's an officer in the Boston area. That's all I can say. So, you on duty tonight? Or are you off?
No, I'm off. I got the training deal, so it's
been
nice for a while. No nights for a while, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, it's funny how you talk about. I got 38 guys that I train, and the one guy came in that was probably 300 pounder, and I took him off to the side. And he does YRG. I put him. He's doing week two of advance, and in 7 weeks, you should see what's going on with this guy versus everybody else. You know, he went from a guy who couldn't make the cut who's going to be a leader by the end of this.
Wow.
You know, it's that mind frame as you've been talking the whole time.
That's great, man.
You know, so like these guys, these other guys that were on the line, they can do this. They just got to set their mind they're going to do it and just own it.
So this is at the police academy you're talking about.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome news, bro. That's awesome news. Yeah. Did you take pictures of him and stuff?
He said he took them, but we'll see, you know.
Yeah.
But he's doing it. You can tell he's doing it because you can just, you know, you can just tell he's got it. You know, the only thing is we're working with the food a little bit, but it'll come around.
It's just good. It's all got to come together, man, as you know.
Rome wasn't built in a day. If it was, we'd hire their guy.
Yeah. You know, so you hear it, Donnie, it's those pictures. I always say, did you take the pictures? There's six pictures, front, side, bent over, you know, squatting, you know, trying to lift your leg up, you know, because everybody can do it. You just got to constantly work at doing it. One of the things that Stacy said earlier really, you know, is profound, that she just found a way to you explain it again, Stacey, as far as how, when you approach this thing, because I know you sort of took the knowledge I gave you and then you made it your own.
Yeah, I knew I had to make it my own because I had just been set up so many times and burned out by dieting. And the minute I feel like I'm on a diet, something in me just shuts down, you know, and the flow stops and it doesn't feel natural.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and but just little things that I had to listen to my own wisdom. You turned me on to a really great nutritionist, Bernadette Saviano, and I pretty much took everything she said and did it except for one thing. She told me that I should start counting fat grams, and I knew the minute I started doing that, it was all over.
Right.
But I also knew I couldn't just eat, like, you know, half a cup of olive oil on a salad either, but I had to find a middle ground, and that's all about learning how to trust yourself. And the diet industry, the whole thing is set up on telling us we can't be trusted, and that's not true. We all have our own inner wisdom, and that's what I ultimately discovered.
That's powerful. You know, it's powerful, and we do. And one of the things, there's things I really love about Biggest Loser, and there's things that just piss me off. That's the only way I could say it. But the thing that I do love is when you push someone to let them see what they're really capable of. Now, it's how they push them, you know, falling off the damn treadmill and cracking into the wall and, you know, and jumping up and down when they're in their 50s or late 40s and just that pounding on their hips and knees and back and ankle, that high impact, you know, it's really, really, they're going to pay for it later, you know, so badly. There's a lot of things that, you know, the screaming and yelling at them. I know it's for TV, it's for action, but it's just, to me, it's annoying. You know, I just
it's unrealistic, is what it is.
Absolutely.
I mean, think about this: if you took Arthur and you took a bunch of guys that were 400 or 500 pounds, and you locked them in a warehouse and Ange cooked for them, and you trained them 3 times a day, I mean, of course you're going to get those results. Try doing it while you're going to work every day.
Yeah, and that's what DDP Changing Lives is all about. Like, the first thing people want to say, well, okay, so we'll put them in a house. I'm like, no, they've got a house. You know, let's put the cameras in the house. When they leave, let's take a camera guy with them. It's like the last night when I was going over with Steve to talk about the whole Nitro, about the, you know, the whole Nitro thing in this one match that we did. As we started to talk about it, I said, I can start filming this. It's the same thing. If anybody's listening who has not become a member or subscribe to The Real DDP, my video blog, and it's DARREALDDP.com. Costs nothing. Go and subscribe to that because that's where you'll get these videos that I do. When I went through this thing called Blue Field Hell, and I just put up, you know, 5 of 5, my fifth episode of a series of 5, and, you know, episode 1, I just felt this is a great story. We need to start video in this. So I started videoing everything, and I did it for 10 hours and came back with an hour solid of really entertaining shit. You know, so if I take those same 8 people, let's say I'm trying to get Chicago, or it'll be St. Louis or Kansas City. I want some Midwestern town that's got a big city feel to it, or a semi-big city feel to it. And I want to take 8 people, different ages, colors, you know, ethnicities, whatever, and take those 8 people and follow them for 16 weeks. Actually, 13 weeks will be the little air. The first 3 weeks we'll get them up, get them started, and we'll get backtracked and I want to take billboards of the 8 people and stick them, if it's Chicago, all over, from the south side to the north side, east side, west side. I want to have their billboards everywhere so everybody knows who they are and what their name is. So no matter where they go, because if it's a show, it's in Chicago, and their billboards are all the way around, and they're filming, because anybody sees a camera right now, they pay attention to it. Now, if, you know, Barry, he's out there shopping or whatever, and he breaks away from it, and he goes to grab some candy bars, you know, and his goal is, you know, to hit this number or whatever it is, in this scenario, there's going to be somebody there going, you know, who only knows Barry from the billboards and maybe the show going, hey, dude, what are you doing? You know, talk about being accountable at a whole nother level. So that's the, you know, the idea of the show. And of course, I come in and show them how to work themselves. Occasionally, I'm sure I'll work out with them, but mainly it's going to be them doing themselves. Just like everyone here who's listening today, anybody who's been a part of Team YRG or does the workout, they know they did it by themselves, or maybe they were lucky enough to do it with their wives. Now, let me ask you this, Don. Don, are you still on here?
Yeah.
Okay, is your wife overweight?
Yeah, and she's a smoker.
Is she on board with you to lose this weight?
She actually, my doctor has scared her that I'm going to die before I'm 45.
Well, that's a fact.
I don't have the surgery.
No, I don't believe that part. I don't believe that part. I believe if you don't take control, because that's a change in life. That's a change in life is all about you. Taking control.
That's the thing, is I want control of my life, and I want to prove to everyone, not only to everyone else, but to myself, that I can take control and I can do this on my own. All I need is their encouragement, not the doctor saying that, oh, but you are not doing that right. You need to lose weight faster. You know, not all that crap.
Hey, Don.
Yeah,
Don. This is Doug. Does Robert have your information?
He has my email.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. Get him your information. I'll get it from him, and I'll talk to you.
Okay.
This is how it works, man.
Hey,
you know,
Don, it's Matt. I just wanted to chime in here really quick because the last time I went to my doctor back in June, the doctor tried the same thing with me. Have you thought about the gastrics? And from moment A, I've always thought one thing. If I was to do that, and I respect people's choices to do that, but if I was to do that, I'd feel like I was cheating myself because I would feel that I would take the shortcut, would convince myself then, well, it's okay to eat whatever I want to eat, and then have done the surgery for no good reason. Whereas by changing your life, by changing the lifestyle, you know that this is where you're headed. This is where your mind goes. This is about you and taking control of you and feeling good about yourself. And like you said, if you've never felt comfortable in your life, this is the opportunity to seize that moment and to finally find out who you are and feel comfortable about that person.
That's powerful, brother. I love that. And if you have the if you have a flip camera, one of these little cameras, if you document it like Matt's doing, like Big Rick's, he's down 72 pounds in 3 months, and he's done the videos with his weight, but he hasn't done like I want to see what he's going through, you know, when he has that negative time. I want to see that. You know, and I don't want to see him rant for 20 minutes, but I want to feel that what he's going through and then how he gets over it. You know, a hero is defined by the size of his opponent. And, you know, for my show, and this is because the world isn't 400 and 500, 600 pounds, our country, but it is 50 to 120 pounds overweight. That's six out of the 62% of the obese people in our country. I'll bet you it's 58% is 50 pounds to 120 pounds overweight. That's where the major market is. And that's the people that I want to show how they can come down with a normal lifestyle, eating a normal thing. Of course, we want to bring Angie into the show, and she's going to show them different things to eat that are amazing, that are healthy, because I don't eat anything that doesn't taste great. And I was doing it myself. And, Stacey, you're the same way. I know that.
Yeah, why bother?
here's the funny thing about all this is I told you earlier that I have food allergies, and the way I found out about it, my mom has the food allergies, but my mom is a nurse and a chiropractor. As you remember, I told you that when you were flying out and stuck in Cincy, she wrote a book about food allergies, and it's an actual cookbook, and. I'll be honest with you, some of the things that she came up with, I would think I would be better off eating cardboard because it just tastes like that.
Mm.
But by the same token, that's what my body requires for me to be 100% healthy as far as what I'm eating.
Well, if I want to back up. You do not have to eat stuff that tastes like cardboard. I know that for a fact.
I totally agree with you. And that's where my mom and I have a different opinion. But my mom did find out, going back to what you said earlier, my mom did find out that 9 out of 10 people suffer from food allergies and don't know it.
Oh, absolutely. That's a fact. Now, was your mom the big woman?
Yes.
And so, wait, she know?
She's not as big as what she used to be, but because of her current lifestyle, it's very difficult for her to do anything. Plus, she has, what's that, arthritis is real bad, osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And she's dealing with a lot of that.
I want to interject there because the first person I ever worked with is a woman named Terry Lang, and she's a nurse, and she was the first person ever to be diagnosed with celiac that I knew. I didn't even know what celiac was. And for those of you who are listening that don't know, never heard it before, that means you can never, and I mean never, eat wheat, dairy, soy. The problem with all of that shit, it's so genetically modified, and if once you have the allergy to it, you can have that celiac gene forever and not come out as long as you don't abuse it. And Terry was really good about it, but she had her father died with the stress of that. I can't remember, it was another thing that happened to her, and she got pneumonia. So those three things triggered a celiac. My brother-in-law got it at 49. He had it his whole life. He had the gene his whole life. He just didn't know he had it until he was 49. And it kicked in because you don't have the same body at 49 as you do at 39 or 29 or 19. So you're still at a good age right now, Don. You know, you're not 29, but you're not 49 either. And at your rate, you're not going to get there. But the rate you've turned now, you will. And to me, when I hear people talk about, and I've said this a million times on this show, nothing tastes as good as skinny, and that's bullshit. Nothing tastes as good as health. How do I feel? Now, your mom's got osteoporosis. So did Terry. And because of changing her, how she eats really clean, and I eat her house all the time. Everything tastes amazing. So that cardboard shit don't fly with me because I know too many people who make amazing food. And that's what I'm going to bring to Changing Lives for people who, you know, who can come to the resort at the end of August. We're doing DDP's YRG Retreat Extravaganza. And I've got the sweetest hotel that is, it's all in one. Location. It's got everything. Go to DiamondDallasPage.com. Go to the bottom. Go to or Team YRG. Just hit the retreat. Check it out. I mean, the prices to do what we have you to be able to do are unbelievable. It's in right outside of Cancun, Mexico, and we have a hotel that serves wheat and dairy free menu. And I'm going to bring into that whole thing a lot of different, you know, baking. And it's going to be an experience and teach people right on time how to live a healthy, amazing-tasting lifestyle. And the price on the thing is all one in combined. I believe it comes out to, I want to say, if you go with another person, per person, it's like $675 for 4 days and 3 nights. And I'm talking about that's the hotel, and it's sweet. It's all the amenities. It's all the food, drink. And I want everyone who comes to this thing, say they want to lose 30 pounds, or they want to lose 50 pounds, or they want to lose 150, and they've already got on the program, I want them to come as if they have hit their goal, and now we're just trying to maintain. Because I want to show people that you can have a cocktail. You can have, you know, some wine. You can have this. You can have that if you're willing to work that little extra. And that's where work ethic equals results. You know, it all comes back to my whole thing when I was wrestling. The more I taught other people, the more I learned. The more I learned, the better I got. It's the same shit here. Same stuff. So
I think,
say what?
Same shit, different pile.
There you go. There you go. Do we have any more? Go ahead,
I wanted to tell Don there are a lot of great clean recipes on Team YRG and on Angela's website and on my blog.
Hey, Darth Vader. Who's Darth Vader?
I only heard part of that station.
Yeah. Say that again.
Okay, there are a lot of really interesting, clean recipes on Team YRG, on Angela Cole's website, which is mypickyeaters.com, and on my blog, Hungry for the Truth.
Is that you, Robert? Robert?
What's that?
Darth Vader keeps coming in and out, but it's really weird. Only at different certain points. It's interesting. No idea who it is. Doug, you have anything else to finish up with? This has been the show today. This is, to me, of all the shows, I loved having Mark on. I loved having Dan and RBD and different guys come in. I'm going to still bring on a celebrity guest each month to come on to the show. But this show right here is what DDP Radio was all about from its insemination when I first started it. I wanted people like Don to come on here and tell us what's happening in your life and how we can help you. Don, do you think you learned some stuff here today?
Oh, absolutely. And let me just interject one thing. I said earlier that I have a lot of talent. You asked me what I wanted, what one of my goals is. My biggest dream is to pitch to someone a singing chef show.
Okay, I like that.
I've been singing for about 20 years. I've studied, I'm not a chef, but I've worked with and as a chef's assistant for about 10 years. And now I'm trying to incorporate everything that I've learned to fit what I can eat.
Okay, I love that. But I also want to know what is your first goal starting here? So your 565 is your first goal to get into the fours? I mean, what is your, I don't want to tell you your goal.
My first goal is I want to lose 25 pounds, and once I lose 25 pounds, it'll be 50 for the next goal.
Okay, that sounds good. That's a good goal. Yeah, I love when you're looking at let's say 220 and your fantasy goal. Then that's, everybody needs to have that. But it's the smaller goals that get you there, and then once you get to that spot, it's the goals you come up with. Robert, is Officer X on?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You have anything else to add into this, Officer X?
Yeah, just keep at it, man. Do something. Write something down today. What's his first name again?
Don.
Write something down before you hang the phone up. And make that what you're going to do tomorrow. Just write it down now and do it. And then just do that and start with baby steps. And you can do this thing, man. 100%
I already did, except I don't write it on paper. I write it on the mirror that I look at every morning when I brush my teeth.
Do you have owned your life?
I'm sorry?
Did you DDP's CD own your life?
No.
Invest $10 and get one. I'm telling you. That's what turned me on all this stuff, man. I'm telling you. I can still remember the first day I met you at that show in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's...
Life-changing stuff, right? And I remember the line, because I go, hey, I love your stuff, right? I go, it doesn't matter who you know. It's who's willing to say they know you, and boom, you know I wasn't full of shit.
Yeah. You know, and that's something that, like, I know for a fact Arthur still has it in his truck. It's been 4 years this January.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, February 5th, it will be 4 years. Wow. Arthur, I'm going to have Arthur on the show with us next week, because he's coming up to his four-year deal. That'll be a... be pretty powerful. And for those of you who don't know Arthur, go to DiamondDallasPage.com. On the front page, you'll see it. DDP helps disabled veteran walk again. Without question, the most moving of any stories that are out there. But, you know, I think everybody has a story, and I think everyone's is great as long as you keep working at it. And the people who are listening who started it and fell off and feel like, oh, God, I don't want to disappoint you. And you don't disappoint me. I mean, I'm still rocking no matter what. Yeah, it's not about how many times you fall down. It's about how many times you get back up again. You know, it's a repetition of the mother of learning. You know, it's all about making it a lifestyle change. So I think next week, Don, you should have your wife come on the show. And I'd like to talk to her about the journey that you both are on. because there's that's the big thing with DDP's Changing Lives, the show. You may have one person that's part of the show, but each show has a family. Each person has a family. So it's how do they interact? And that's where a lot of the drama that you don't get, who is friggin' coughing on a thing? Uncle Darth Vader, put a gun in it. The drama will come from, in DDP's Changing Lives, with the family unit and what, yo, Junior can't be eating if dad's got to do this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. It's all a lifestyle change that whoever's going to do it, whether it's calorie counting or whatever the hell it is, you know, the whole family's got to be a part of it for it to be successful. That's because that support system is ideal. And that's where, if you don't have it, it makes it harder. Team YRG is a necessity. Dougie, you guys, anything else you want to add out here?
No, just on a personal on another note, you said you want a DDP over in Germany. Well, you know, I'll be there in 2 months, so
that's true. That is true. That is true.
Yeah. And I'm already working with Arthur on setting up a class when I go up there in March.
That's great. That's great, man. I love it. Stacey, you got anything else to add before we say goodbye?
No, I just want to tell everyone who's called in or listening to just listen to your body, and this can be totally enjoyable. That's how it's been for me. You know, I'm not saying it was all easy, but I sure have not suffered, so it's possible.
Well, that's key. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show today and being a part of this, because this is what DDP Radio is all about, helping other people help themselves change lives. You know, it's all possible, man. And that's all I got for tonight. I wanted to tell you next week we'll be back here at 9 o'clock East Coast time. DDP Radio, you've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, bud. See ya.
You love me, you hate me, you'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the... No high five.